This is NPR.
Thank you, Mike. After more than a week of flooding on the Mississippi, virtually all of the primary levees in Lincoln County, Missouri, have been compromised. Sandbagging to shore up secondary levees must now be handled by boat. Here's more on the story from Adam Allington at member station KWMU in St. Louis.
Officials in Lincoln County are starting to worry about the structural integrity of the secondary levee protecting the town of Winfield. Andy Binder is with Lincoln County Emergency Operations Command. He says engineers also noticed sand boils behind the secondary levee on Sunday. That's a bad sign, indicating a weak spot.
In Winfield, we're noticing a lot of saturation, and that saturation is leading to a spongy feeling on the levee, so we can't bring up any more heavy equipment for any sandbagging operations that may occur. So all our sandbagging operations are done via the boat.
High water will continue to put pressure on that levee for at least another week. If the secondary levee in Winfield breaks, within 24 hours, water could flood the city's downtown commercial district along Highway 79.
That's Adam Allington reporting from St. Louis. Saudi Arabia says it will increase its oil production slightly. At the same time, the Saudis called on consuming nations to conserve more. But the announcement might not do a whole lot for oil prices, which are nearing $137 a barrel in trading. The national average price of gas has risen a dime in the past 2 weeks to $4.10 a gallon. 800 people are still missing from a capsized ferry in the Philippines, and rescuers have little hope of finding them. Only 33 people were found alive. The ferry was capsized during this weekend's typhoon, which had gusts of up to 120 miles per hour. The storm washed away houses and roads and forced tens of thousands of people to evacuate. Along with the hundreds feared dead on the ferry, an additional 155 people were killed by the storm. The U.S. gymnastics trials wrapped up in Philadelphia last night. Here's Shai Benyakov from member station WHYY in Philadelphia.
The crowd favorites Sean Johnson and Nastia Lukin earned automatic spots on the six-person team by finishing first and second respectively at the trials. After a shaky routine in the finals, Lukin seemed relieved to have held on and earned a trip to Beijing.
I'm really ecstatic to be named to the Olympic team, and I cannot believe it's finally here.
Johnson was likewise thrilled and said despite their competitive rivalry, she and Lukin are good friends.
To finally know that as teammates we're going to the Beijing together and we're on the same path is just a great feeling.
The remaining four team members will be decided at a training camp in July. The men's team has already been chosen, with reigning Olympic gold medalist Paul Hamm returning to the Olympics for a third time.
Reporter Shai Benyakov in Philadelphia. More sports later on this hour with BPP sports analyst Bill Wolf. Weekend movies. Get Smart was number one at the moving picture shows. It made $39.2 million. Kung Fu Panda number two. The Hulk number three. The Love Guru, starring Mike Myers, made a dismal debut at number four. Made $14 million. That's the news for now. It's always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.
Thanks, Matt.
You're welcome.